You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning, we are speaking with Douglas Lumsden, the director of Space Saver Rowing Systems, an off-the-shelf supplier for all your rowing and small boats storage needs. Douglas, certainly a privilege to have you with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Nice to meet you, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
You are very welcome. Really good to have you. So, first of all, how did you start SSRS? Where did all that come from?
I started SSRS via rowing one morning and getting rather frustrated with the fact that I just couldn't get the pair of oars that I needed to go row. Went out for a row and then invented the Space Saver oar bracket. And then realized that that was actually something that would revolutionize the ease that people could flow through a rowing shed, and then started the company from that premise into an international business.
What was your first product for SSRS?
Definitely the Space Saver oar bracket. It's a beautiful product. It holds 16 oars that you can get in or out at any time. And it holds them in a space that's pretty much the footprint of one blade wide by around about a meter off the wall. So that was a fantastic thing I invented. From that, I've just been looking through and finding other areas that I think that can improve the efficiency of a rowing program, whether that's for individuals or a whole rowing club.
Here's a question for you. How do you build for ease of use and quality at the same time?
It's the old problem of thinking about a product a long time before you might go and prototype it, check it out, do designs, prototype everything via modern technology of drawings, and do some prototypes, put it out to market, do questionnaires with users to find out what works, what doesn't work, and making sure that the product's going to last for a long time in a rowing shed rather than having the issues of someone else in the club trying to make something, or they're trying to do the research and development themselves when I've done all that for them.
If you would, give us an example of a custom product that you have made.
A custom product probably would be the Wing Rigger oar brackets that I've put together. I'm finding it's a niche product in the Australian marketplace where you can store a lot more boats in your rowing shed than you can if you leave the riggers on your rowing boats. So, for example, in a couple of schools, I've managed to store up to 30 to 40 singles in the space of what was previously stored with about 5 to 6 singles, and then utilizing again the process of having the Wing Rigger bracket in place, you can find anything that you need and put it together in a moment's notice and then get on the water.
Today we are joined by Douglas Lumsden, the director of Space Saving Rowing Systems, an off-the-shelf supplier for all your rowing and small boat storage needs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Douglas, with your most recent product, the Mechanical Boat Stacker, what drove the need for you to create such a machine?
Just the understanding, I think, that it takes a lot of clubs to realize they are actually quite large, small enterprise businesses themselves. Generally, they are on the most prime and expensive real estate in any city where they operate. And they have restrictions around once a building gets built. It generally can't increase the horizontal usage of land that it has, but it certainly has room to utilize the height that it has. So, for instance, by using a mechanical storage system, you have a wonderful way to utilize all of the height within a rowing shed and make sure that it's safe. And the thing that I love, as I found from when I was interviewed doing for the New Inventors Show here in Australia, it just meant that the beauty of rowing can be given to people that physically are just growing into the sport, or they can get boats out with ease and not have fear of damaging the products or the boats or themselves. It's just about getting on the water as quick as possible with the least amount of damage.
And do you find that the way you store your boats affects their quality?
Without a doubt. And generally I find that if you have a well-organized rowing shed with people that understand the way that you store your equipment, makes it easy for your new learner rowers right through to your elite athletes. Coming into the fact you have someone that doesn't know how to row, if you've got a well laid out rowing shed, they don't damage other boats, and then they you as a senior rower have the responsibility of guiding them much quicker from a novice to a fully functioning member of your rowing club.
How would you respond if someone asked you why you build this equipment?
Just to make people's life easy. Everyone has unique skills and abilities and the beauty. So just because you coach a wonderful rowing program, why add the burden of trying to save equipment from damage, trying to save yourself from injuries and so forth? Why not just buy something that you can get off the shelf and install straight away that has a proven track record and will save you time, money and effort? And just the enjoyment of rowing, just having the chance to travel the world and meet people in a sport which I passionately love.
Well said. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Space Saver Rowing Systems online?
You can find me at www.ssrs.net.au, and I can't wait to hear from you.
Good enough. And in conclusion, any advice you could leave for the listener that's considering starting a business of their own from your experience, what would you tell the listener?
Get used to fear. if you're not scared, you're not growing is pretty much the thing I've come out with.
Well, I tell you what, that's some good advice right there. We certainly appreciate your stopping by. He is Douglas Lumsden, the director of Space Saver Rowing Systems, an off-the-shelf supplier for all your rowing and small boat storage needs. And the website of reference, once again, is ssrs.net.au. Douglas, certainly a privilege to have met you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're very welcome, Eric. You have a lovely day. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.